Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida.
News Talk 580 WTCM, Wednesday, August the 22nd. And Bonnie Pintozzi joining us here at the wonderful Radio Ranch as we talk all about the world of travel. Bonnie Pintozzi is the travel guru. I call her the expert. She is from the Travel Authority, an Altour company. Bonnie, welcome back.
Well, thank you. And we get to welcome back someone else to the show.
I like this.
This welcome back is to Julie Petchler. She's the business development manager for the Globus family of brands. Okay. And so, Julie, it's good to hear from you again.
Good to hear from you, Bonnie. Thank you. I am back.
I love it.
We love it when you come back because we have so many things. I mean, you know, 91 years in business, not you, but the company. Okay. We cover all the continents and except Antarctica, and one of these days that'll probably hit.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to talk about, in general, a little bit about Globus, but we're going to talk about two key areas. And I know you're going to turn it over to someone else within the family of Globus who really has a specialty. So tell us a little bit more. I mean, I just let in, you know, tell us what the family of brands is in case someone hasn't heard you before.
Well, again, in 2019, we are going to be 91 years old, and we do have four brands. The Globus family brands includes Globus, our Cosmos product, our Avalon product, which is our waterways division, and then Monograms, which is for your clients that don't want to have that motor coach or tour director out there, but they want to do things on their own.
Mm-hmm.
It's traveling independently, but you're not on your own. So that's our family, and I am so tickled. I have our product manager for the South Pacific, and she also oversees the United States, traveling with me for the next couple of days. And she is going to be your special guest today.
Oh,
well,
I love
who
it.
Is our special guest?
Your special guest is Wendy Meinrich. She's from our Denver office, and she is the guru, just like you, but she's the guru for the South Pacific and for the United States. So I'm going to put her on without further ado.
Oh, sounds great, Julie.
Good morning, Wendy, and you are the guru of the South Pacific. I am so jealous.
Yes, it's on a bucket list destination for almost everyone.
Absolutely.
I think so, yes.
Hi, Wendy. Well, thanks for joining us. This is your specialty, so I'm just going to turn this over to you. And tell us, you know, why the South Pacific and those various areas in the South Pacific are so popular, people want to go to.
Yeah, the South Pacific is really a hot, hot, hot destination. I'm talking mainly about Australia and New Zealand at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's for several different reasons. So number one, it's considered a very safe destination to travel to. Number two, they speak English down there, although they do have some funny accents, and you may have to ask them to repeat themselves a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the exchange rate with the U.S. dollar is just fantabulous right now. I believe it's about 1.3 Australian dollars to the U.S., and 1.5 New Zealand dollars to the U.S., so great exchange rate going there. And also what we've noticed in the last few years is that airfares have been falling to the South Pacific. It used to be very expensive, but now you can pretty much fly to the South Pacific for the same amount you fly to Europe on. So I think all these reasons have really captured a lot of people's attention and are making them wanting to make this bucket list destination come true for them.
Well, definitely. And we've noticed that as well. Airfares, we live in an area that is just great, you know, for getting out in various different ways, going through different hub cities as well. But we're seeing fares and we're seeing a lot of interest. Our agents are talking to people constantly about those two areas, Australia and New Zealand. And it's just, it's amazing when they come back, the stories they tell are even more fun. So, you know, we know the popularity. So when you look at that with the South Pacific, is Globus offering anything unique and exciting in addition to all the other exciting things they do?
Yes, we actually have a couple of very unique itineraries. They do include the regular sightseeing, so you're going to see Sydney. You'll also go inside the Opera House there. You'll do the Great Barrier Reef cruise, but we've also done some other things. For example, if you've always wanted to see the amazing fireworks in Sydney over New Year's Eve,
oh, yeah,
we do have a special departure. And what was really going to be a highlight of the tour is we're going to put you out on one of the ships right in the harbor, and you're going to have a wonderful mm-hmm. four-course dinner. There's going to be music, dancing, of course, the champagne at midnight, and then you'll be out there in the middle of the harbor experiencing the fireworks. And if you've ever seen them on TV, they're probably the best in the world. So you can be a part of that on this special departure that we have. Another thing we have is if anybody's into trains, or even if you're not into trains, it's a great way to see Australia. We have a Cross Australia by Train. So you do travel on one of the world's greatest train journeys. It's called the Indian Pacific.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it starts in Sydney. It goes to Melbourne for a few nights, and then it goes to Adelaide. On Adelaide, you're going to get on the train, and you're going to travel for 3 days and two nights all the way across Australia. The train is great, incredible service. There's a dining car, a lounge car. They also have some off-train activities that you can participate in. And then you end up in Western Australia. The main capital is Perth, and that's where we're going to spend 3 nights. And Western Australia, you're going to be hearing a lot more about. It's becoming a very hot new destination for people. And we're going to spend 3 nights there. You're going to learn all about Perth, do a city tour, and you're really going to see Australia from end to end on that tour.
So let me ask you a question, Wendy. As far as why a destination, because obviously South Pacific has been very popular for a long time, but Western Australia, you said, has seen an increase in tourism. Is there something that made that happen? How does that happen?
Well, I think other parts of the world have kind of recognized it. There's a lot of UK people that have moved or have roots out there on the western part of Australia. There's new airfare routes as well going to Western Australia. And I think, again, people just want to see all of Australia once they go down. And there's some really incredible things you can do in Western Australia, from the wildflowers that they have at certain times of the year. You can swim with the great whale sharks, which I believe is the largest mammal in the world. They've just done a really great deal with promoting it and all the unique things that you can do in Western Australia.
Well, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes things mm-hmm. that Globus offers, too, and those little hidden gems that you wouldn't know what to do. And, you have the Outback Barbecue, and right? You have a couple other things there.
Yeah, exactly. And just to give you a quick description of the Outback Barbecue, we take you out to an old stone quarry, and they set it up for a wonderful dinner. They bring in some local musical entertainment. They bring out some boomerangs, and everybody gets to learn to throw a boomerang and get their chance of doing that. You sit down, you have a great dinner, steak, chicken, shrimp on the barbie, as they like to say. And then it's just magical, because as the sun starts to go down, the night skies come up, and you're getting to see the southern hemisphere and the different constellations and stars that we don't get to see here in the northern hemisphere. So it really makes it a special night in the outback. Another cool thing that we do is that in Sydney, we go to one of their famous beaches called Bondi Beach. Most people have heard of Bondi. And we get to go to the Lifesavers Club there. So we actually get to go in their club, meet some of the lifeguards, talk to them. How did they become a lifeguard? What was their training like? Maybe they talk about what their daily, life is like as a lifeguard on the beach there. There's time to answer questions. All the ladies like to get their photos taken with the lifeguards. And then we sit down and we have a wonderful lunch at a restaurant that overlooks the beach and the ocean. So, as a regular tourist, you would never think of doing that. You might not even be able to do it. These are really special experiences that Globus arranges just for our passengers.
Which makes that unique, and that's the reason for this, without a doubt. And then when we talk about New Zealand, New Zealand has become extremely popular as well, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a very hot, hot destination.
All right. Why is it hot, hot?
Well, the great thing about New Zealand, it's a very small country compared to Australia. Mm-hmm. And a third of the country, it's made out of three islands. If you smush those three islands together, it'd only be the size of the state of Colorado.
Oh, wow.
And a third of the country is actually national park. So you are going to see incredible scenery in New Zealand. Snow-capped mountains, beautiful beaches, rolling green farmland for as far as you can see. On those farmlands, of course, you're going to see sheep. I believe
that goes with hot, hot, hot.
number 13-1, the sheep do in New Zealand. So it's just a scenic place that people want to go and experience.
Wow.
You know, I've noticed, too, that a lot of on-location films are shot in New Zealand because it is just so beautiful.
Yeah, just recently, I think it's still in the front of people's minds, is the Hobbit trilogies, as well as the Lord of the Rings were all shot down there, as well as other movies. And when you're down there during your free time, you could take a movie tour to see some of these sites that's been used in movies.
You know, it's wonderful. The South Pacific area is amazing. But we also understand, Wendy, that as the product manager for North America, you're also seeing a booming in about destinations for people to go to. What is Globus offering, especially in 2019, for North America?
Well, in our portfolio of North America, we have over 50 tours. So just depending where you want to see. And when I'm talking about North America, I'm including Canada, United States, Mexico, and Cuba. We're always developing new tours, tweaking the tours we have to make them even better for our clients. But we have a couple of new tours for 2019 that I'm really excited about. One is called The Spirit of the American West, and this is a 10-day tour. It starts and ends in Denver, Colorado, for very easy air access. Then it goes up to Estes Park, which just is right outside the Rocky Mountain National Park. Beautiful road. You take Trail Ridge Road and cross the Continental Divide. You also get to stay at a really unique hotel in Estes Park called the Stanley Hotel. It was built back by Mr. Stanley, who invented the Stanley Steamer Car, and he wanted to build this grand hotel that attracted the elite of America to come out to Colorado. But back in the 70s, a young professor actually stayed there, and he had heard about the hotel, heard that it was haunted, had an amazing stay at that hotel, and because of his experience there, he went on to write this book called The Shining. So I'm course talking about Stephen King. You get to relive that. The tour then heads up into South Dakota, where you get to experience the Badlands. You'll see Mount Rushmore, Crazy Horse Memorial, which is wonderful. You visit Deadwood, which is definitely a Wild West town. You're going to learn more about Wild Bill Hickok and Calamity Jane, all these people we've heard about from our youth. And then we head down into Wyoming, and you learn a little bit about the early pioneers and the visit Fort Laramie to learn about their life. And then the tour ends in Steamboat, Colorado. Steamboat Springs is one of my favorite towns in Colorado. I live in Colorado. I'm lucky to do that. And there you're going to, again, have a little bit of the Wild West history. You have the incredible scenery. It's a big ski resort in the winter, but during the summer, it's absolutely gorgeous. You could experience the rodeo in the evening if you like to do that. And then you head back into Denver and finish the tour. So I think it's a really great tour of the American West, giving a little bit of the history, the culture, the scenery, and also that cowboy lifestyle as well.
Love that.
That sounds great. And I'm assuming you have some other new things from 2019 in addition to all those wonderful New England fall foliage tours, Alaska, Denali National Park. Let's go on and on.
Yes. In fact, you mentioned New England. We have a New England fall foliage tour that has just sold out year after year after year. So we developed a new product, and it's called New England and the Hudson Valley. And this is a 12-day tour. So it's taking in part of New England. We do some really cool things, like when you're on the coast in Portland, Maine, you're going to meet a modern-day lighthouse keeper. I didn't even actually know that there were still lighthouse keepers. But he's going to come and talk to our group, tell us a little bit more about how his training, what his daily life is like. He's going to tell some old tales, of course, of the Maine coast. It does go into Vermont and New Hampshire, so there'll be plenty of leaf peeping time. And we also go to Lake Placid, which I think everybody knows Lake Placid for the Winter Olympics. And then we head down into the Berkshires of Vermont, very beautiful area. And then we end up in the Hudson Valley. So we're going to visit West Point, also visit one of the Vanderbilt mansions, and then head back to New York City where the tour starts and ends. So again, great, really easy access for people.
Really great airfares in and out of New York. That's a super way to go and begin and end the tour. But a lot of people don't know how to see Washington, D.C. We see a lot on television. We do a lot. But there's so amazing areas to see Washington, and you do it so well.
Yeah, we include a city tour, so everybody can see the most famous monuments, but then they also have a lot of free time, so they can go and explore on their own. If they want to go to one of the wonderful museums, the Smithsonian Institute, there is so much to do, and it's such an easy, walkable city. Tons of public transportation, too, if people want to get around.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, she's looks like she's
we may
lost
have
her connection
lost Wendy.
There.
Well, that's okay. I mean, we may get her back on.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Call that number and
sounds
see.
Like she's still on there, but there might be something on her
little technical her difficulty.
End. There you go. But hopefully we'll get Wendy back on here. As I was being, I don't know about you, Bonnie, and everybody else listening, but as I hear Wendy talking, I am whisked away. And I'm like, yes, I need to, you know, everything from the South Pacific conversation all the way over to talking about what she was talking about with, you know, exploring things in our backyard right here in the United States.
We have so much in our backyard. And some of the other things. I mean, if you want to attend the Tournament of Roses, the special events, that's something that Globus has on some of their various tours. So that's a great opportunity. And also think about this as family vacations.
Yeah.
This is a great opportunity to take the family and see all parts of the world. I don't know if we have Wendy back on. It looks
I think
like
we might have Wendy back on. Wendy, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I'm not sure what happened. All of a sudden.
I'm not sure either.
Well, we're just so happy to have you back. I was mentioning that think about this as also some great family vacations.
Yeah.
Because where you're looking at in these destinations is amazing. And I mentioned the fact that we don't get the opportunity. We see Washington, D.C. on television or whatever, but we don't think about how we should tour it. And you do that very well, as you started to say. And I also mentioned the fact that if they're looking for special events, you have something where you can have a tour that includes like the Tournament of Roses, things like that. So you get those behind-the-scene gems that we don't know how to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are, I think the tours, so many of them are really great for families, multi-generation, mm-hmm. even if it's grandparents taking their grandkids. You know, they want their grandkids to experience some of the great parts of this country and this world. We do offer special events. So if, you know, there's some certain event that's on your bucket list, like, you know, if you've been to Alaska in the summer, I really suggest you try it in the winter and do the Alaska Iditarod. Mm. It's absolutely fantastic. You'll see so much wildlife as well as really learn what they call America's Great Race, the Iditarod. We do Yellowstone in winter. You mentioned the Tournament of Roses. We have the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta, which is an absolute fabulous 9-day event. And, you know, we do the Calgary Stampede. Again, you can get into that cowboy action and a little bit of the Wild West. So a lot of different things that we offer that really would appeal to families and, you know, to anybody pretty much.
Well, I like the fact you take a buffalo safari in Custer State Park.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. I mean, think about that. You go on safari to Africa, you could be doing something right home here. We take one, you know.
It's the American safari.
You bet, the American safari. And I know that the Amish world and all the visiting all those areas and, you know, what you enjoy, I mean, that's a great tour in itself. Where does that one go?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of our East Coast vacations. And, you know, you mentioned the Amish, so that it's really a great experience because people don't know a lot about the Amish. And we actually do this, you know, inside experience for guests there.
Oh, we're losing Wendy again, unfortunately. That's
it sounds
bad.
Like it's missing some.
Yeah.
Hey, Wendy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Okay. All right. Okay. You were talking about Amish. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the group goes to a little Amish farm in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. where there's a huge population of Amish people. And we get to meet the local people. Lynn and Harry own this little small miniature horse farm. So we go there. They get to meet the family, see the miniature horses, which are really fun. And then we sit down and have dinner with the family. And you really can have some, you know, one-on-one interactions, learn about them, talk to their children, and, again, get that deep knowledge about that tour and about that part of the world.
Well, I can attest to the Amish world because I grew up in South Jersey and just right over from Pennsylvania. And believe me, when you go up into that the world, not only is the food incredible,
yeah.
the people are amazing. And it's just a different world
yeah.
up there. And the wood making and the furnitures. And the, I mean, you don't realize how all the crafts
that
play
like
into
a
that.
Fantastic vacation that I didn't realize I wanted to take.
Right.
That's
exactly.
What it's Globus does.
it excites your mind to start thinking, well, wait a minute. I've never saw that. I maybe read about saw that as well.
Yeah.
But that is the difference, Wendy. And you as the product, you know, manager, for North America and the South Pacific. You have taken us on a wonderful journey. You've taken us and opened our minds, and we have always felt very safe and sound with, mm-hmm. with the Globus family of brands. And I want to give a shout out that way as well. I know Julie started it out, but because Avalon Waterways is extremely popular river cruises, extremely, okay? The Monograms gives that freedom of choice.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will go, well, I don't want to go on an escorted tour. But believe me, a lot of people do go on these escorted tours. But the Monograms gives you a little free thing. But you always got somebody having your back in the destination that you're in. And so, and when you look at Cosmos, that's a different product. Globus and the family has been around for 91 years. Yeah, I think they got it right.
I think they got it right.
What do you
right.
think, Wendy?
I think we got it right.
Yeah, I think they had a lot of practice, and I know that we have a lot of clients who do go on with the Globus and the yeah. family of brands, and they come back and they agree, Globus got it right.
I would say so. And you know what? The best way for you to start getting it right is to get in touch with you, Bonnie
yes.
Bentozzi, and the rest of the incredible crew over at the Travel Authority. That's an L-Tour company. And thank you so much to Wendy Meinrich and, of course, Julie Petchler, who was on the phone with us today. Any other parting words before, you know, it's almost getting into fall time.
Oh.
Should people be booking now?
Oh, yes. It's extremely the time to be booking now for not only this fall still, but the winter and getting into summer and spring. Yes.
Time to book now. And don't forget, ask for Globus as well when you talk to the people at the Travel Authority.
You bet.
I love that. Thank you so much, Bonnie Bentozzi.
We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of the steel drum.